At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. Also, Hour 3 sponsored by Anderson Ford, the ultimate sandwich of Lincoln, 27th and I-80, and 33rd and Yankee Hill. All the Fords you could possibly want reside in Anderson Ford.
Right in the middle. Meet in the middle.
Might as well.
I'm going to sneeze. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Whoa! Bill's going to sneeze.
Well, yeah, we have a very, very, very big basketball game on Sunday in Lincoln at 3 p.m. at PBA. We're joined by a man that covers Illinois. That is Scott Ritchie of the News Gazette in Champaign, Illinois. Scott, good morning. Illinois wins last night 75-66 against Washington to win their 10th straight game. The best start for the Illini since the 05-06 season. Scott, first of all, before the game said it, your thoughts so far on the Illinois campaign this year so far, the Illini?
Well, I think it's been sort of what I expected, you know, heading into the season. I'm an AP Top 25 voter. I had Illinois sixth nationally. I think it was maybe the highest of any voter. And there were a few early stumbles against really good teams, and then obviously one of those was against Nebraska to start Big Ten play. But you know, this stretch is kind of proving what I thought this team could be, you know, heading into the year.
Where was Nebraska on your radar entering the year?
I got to tell you, they really weren't. I wasn't sure coming off of last season, like, which was the real Nebraska. You know, was it the one that crumbled at the end of the regular season, or was it the one that, you know, won a bunch of games in a row to win the crown? Didn't know, like, what rank mass return might mean. Probably should have thought it would mean quite a bit. But yeah, they were not necessarily, you know, at the top of my list when I thought which teams might contend for a Big Ten title. I was clearly wrong.
Well, and I wasn't trying to out you.
I think we all were wrong.
Yeah, we were all wrong.
I mean, everybody's wrong.
Okay, good. As long as everybody agrees we were all wrong.
Yeah, we're 100%. Yeah, no, I wasn't. I hope you don't take it that way. Now,
No, I don't.
Okay, now, here's what I would ask you. Now, who do you feel is the best team in the Big Ten right now?
Man, that's kind of a tough one because those four teams at the top have, I think, clearly separated themselves. For a while, I thought it was going to be Michigan because they were beating everyone by 40. That has clearly changed since they got into Big Ten play. I think Illinois still has maybe the highest ceiling.
Really?
Don't want to come off as, you know, a homer, but I think that's just probably accurate. But this Big Ten title race is going to get really interesting in the second half of the conference schedule.
Joined by Scott Ritchie of the News Gazette in Champaign. One player that's been exceptional for the Illini this year, of many, is Keaton Wagler, freshman. 46 points at Mackey Arena last Saturday, a record in that building for an opponent. 22 points last night's win against Washington. Did you see this type of performance from him this year? He's a true freshman. Did you know he was this good of a player?
No. We started hearing, like, in the summer that, Keaton, you know, has been really good. We think, you know, from the coaching staff, is like, we think he could be really good for us. But you know, Brett Underwood was asked basically that same question on Wednesday and his media availability, and his answer was no, and said that anyone that would say yes was lying. Because you just you don't see it going this way, necessarily. And like, who could possibly think, you know, anyone would go into Mackey and score 46? No. I mean, that's just an insane performance. But he's just been so solid for almost 2 months now. Yeah, because he had a couple of just like not great performances in the loss to Alabama in mid-November, the loss to Connecticut. It was probably even worse for him at the end of November. And then Illinois made some changes, you know, put the ball in his hands more, kind of started running everything through him. And since that, since the Tennessee win in early December, he's been great. It just, nothing, and I think the fact that like nothing phases him is probably the reason he's been able to stay so consistent, because he got a ton of attention, obviously, off the performance at Purdue, and then, you know, he turns around last night and has 22 points and 8 assists and 5 rebounds and just plays a really good game.
Joined by Scott Ritchie of the News Gazette in Champaign, Illinois. Now, what you said you think Illinois has the highest ceiling. What makes you feel that way, that Illinois, of these four teams at the top of the Big Ten right now, has the highest ceiling?
I mean, I think the fact that they have the number one offense in the country certainly helps. The fact that they've managed to not miss a beat, even with Kylan Boswell sidelined with a broken bone in his right hand, kind of shows that, you know, the depth of talent for them is really good. And it's just, it's the way that they play late in games, because they've been in some games that got tight, you know, towards the end, and have, for the most part, come out on the right side of those. Now, obviously, the one that they didn't was against Nebraska, you know, back in December here in Champaign. But, you know, every Illinois player I've talked to since has sort of pointed to that game as a turning point, kind of a pivotal moment where they had to kind of evaluate how they were approaching things, and they had some, maybe some stark conversations with themselves, and didn't like how they finished that game, didn't like the mistakes they made in that game. And you see the results. It's 10 straight wins, which is, you know, the most in a row in the Brett Underwood era and the most in a row in the 2 decades.
I mean, this is a real conversation. That is a top five win in the country for any team this year. Nebraska's win at Illinois, especially how they followed up with 10 straight wins for the Illini. The first half, Price Sanford had 26 points at Illinois. Jamarcus Lawrence hits the game-winning shot, of course, at the buzzer beater. But I'm curious, when you look at Nebraska on Sunday, PBA has been is a tough place to play. It's always loud and raucous. This team is playing great basketball. How do you size up the revenge factor on Sunday in Lincoln after the loss from December?
I mean, I think it's going to be in the back of the Illinois players' minds, but just having gotten to know them either this year or over the last couple, I don't think that it'll be a negative, that like they'll focus on that too much. I think they're just kind of locked into, you know, doing their job. It's an interesting matchup because I'm not sure at this point whether, you know, Rick Mass will play, Braden Frager will play, but like if both these teams are at as full strength as they can, because obviously Boswell is still out. I mean, I'm really looking forward to Sunday's game.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Quick question. Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. Does Bielema come to the basketball games?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh, I like this.
We're friends. He's friends of the Ticket here, and we're wondering, does he come to the basketball games?
Occasionally. I wouldn't say he's a regular attendee, but you'll see him pop in every once in a while, especially if they've got a bunch of visitors on campus. The assistants bring them to the game, and it's an easy group to spot because it's a lot of awfully large human beings, even though they're in high school.
Nice.
Is it State Farm Arena that Illinois plays in? It's a great
State Farm Center.
Yeah, State Farm Center. Okay, State Farm Center, PBA, Pinnacle Bank Arena. Which is more raucous?
I'd say they're both right there.
I know they are.
Both good.
I kind of maintain it. Like Mackey's probably maybe the best home court advantage in the Big Ten. Just because I think they have more student seating than any other team in the conference, and like that low roof traps the sound. But I've always enjoyed going to Pinnacle Bank. I'm not sure Illinois has always enjoyed going to Pinnacle Bank, but it's a good time.
I'm curious, when you look at Nebraska again, this is a team that's 20-1, Scott. This is Hoiberg's seventh year in the program. The first 3 years were terrible. Seven wins, 10 wins. He got to 500 year four, then the last 3 years makes a tournament. You mentioned last year they kind of choked down the stretch, won the crown, and this year a certain tournament team. When he was hired, did you think this would be a team that would elevate to the top of the Big Ten, and are you surprised it's taken this long? If so, Scott.
I mean, when he was hired, I thought that was great for Nebraska. I mean, I really liked Tim Miles, but obviously, Fred had a ton of success at Iowa State. I thought coming back to the college game was probably the best move for him because the Bulls really saddled him with a roster that couldn't play the way he wanted. I think what I'm surprised at is the fact that, in year seven, that he's still around. Because, as you mentioned, the first 3 years were pretty bad.
They're terrible.
I mean, he took a pay cut to stay.
It's true.
And has turned it around and is having an incredible season. 20-1, I don't know if anyone can ever project that kind of success, especially on 20 straight wins to start a season. But right. I thought Nebraska could be good because I thought Fred was a really good college coach.
Scott, he was 9-50 in the Big Ten in his first 3 years. 9-50. It was the record.
It's just brutal.
Now, as far as this team goes, what impresses you the most?
Oh, I think there's all kinds of things. I really like Rink. I mean, just the fact that he does a little bit of everything, and the big men that can shoot are great and pass. Sam Hoiberg doesn't put a foot wrong.
Yeah.
And I think maybe in the Big Ten he has some respect. I don't think nationally he probably gets that.
Nope.
And then I'm just always impressed by how quickly Price Sanford can get his shot off. Like, maybe the quickest release I've seen. And Illinois certainly saw a lot of that in that game in December.
I think we, again, it sounds like we're expecting Braden Frager to play. Not official yet.
Sounds
he's
like
trending
it.
Towards playing. Rick Mast recovering from stomach flu. We'll see. He's questionable as of yesterday for the game on Sunday. Speaking of that, before I let you go, Scott, you're going to be in Lincoln for this. You have an official prediction. Illinois has won 10 straight. Nebraska has not lost at home yet this year. What do you see in the game 3 p.m. Sunday here in Lincoln?
Well, I haven't made my official prediction yet because we run those.
Okay.
And paper before every game, but I am leaning towards Illinois winning the rematch. Ooh. Even on the road, because they
dicey.
Got five. Yeah, I mean they got five Big Ten road wins this year, which
ooh, okay,
is kind of incredible.
Yes, that's good.
And you know, and they just went into Mackey last weekend and won. So I think they're probably prepared for what they might face at Pinnacle Bank. So I don't know. Maybe going on a bit of a ledge there, but I think it's certainly a possible outcome.
He is Scott Ritchie, the News Gazette. You can follow him on Twitter /X at SR Ritchie. Scott, thanks for the time, and we will chat with you down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank
Scott
you.
Ritchie of the News Gazette in Champaign. Picking Illinois to come to Lincoln and win. Give Nebraska two straight L's.
Five Big Ten road wins, though, yeah. Is real.
And they won at Purdue.
What does Nebraska have? Let me check that out myself.
That's real.
That's real. They won at Purdue. They won 10 straight.
Hmm.
I mean, how would you not pick Illinois? They just won at Purdue.
I'm picking
Illinois.
No, I'm not.
If you're him, I'm talking about if you're Scott.
Yeah.
If you're telling your Scott that works for them, they've won 10 in a row and just went to Purdue and won last night, you're going to go like, I think Nebraska beats them easy. I mean, no.
I would tell Scott Nebraska also has won five Big Ten road games.
How about that, Scott?
Here's your wins. Nebraska won at Illinois. They won at Ohio State. They won at Indiana, at Northwestern, and at Minnesota, and nearly won at Michigan. It doesn't count. I understand.
But the nearly win.
But
will,
they
will,
have won
that
five.
Will be 10 years from now. Remember?
How many near wins?
We almost beat Michigan.
How many near wins?
In the first right away. And remember, Rank was sick.
Yep. And Prager was out.
Yeah.
Your friend.
My friend,
the Fragers.
Richie, that was good. That was insightful.
Yeah.
So they're without that guard, Boswell.
Kylan Boswell. And he said it's impressive that they've had all these wins without Boswell. A starter, a good player, good player.
It's hard to follow other teams also, but he did miss on one thing right away. Like, what do you think about Nebraska? And he's just like, well, Rink. Well, in the last five games, that's not been the case for Nebraska.
No, it hasn't.
In fact, as Jake just said, they almost won at number two Michigan without him even playing.
Mm-hmm. The Rink Mast in the game at Illinois had 17 points, 7 of 15 shooting, 3 of 6 on 3, 7 rebounds. So he played well.
That was more Rink.
So they saw him play in that game.
Off of what he saw live. Since that time, he's not really followed it. But, I mean, do I really know right now what UCLA is doing at the two guard?
Nope.
Not really. Nope, I don't. I have no idea.
No idea.
I liked watching the Washington game last night against Illinois. I'd seen Washington. I'm like, I kind of know this team. I know the names, and I kind of enjoyed watching it. There are some teams I've got no idea. The first time I've ever heard about this freshman was when he scored 46.
Keaton Wagner.
What do you have in the first
right
game?
Now against Nebraska.
Yeah, 19 against Nebraska.
Wagner had 19 points.
Okay, and pretty impressive.
He played all, well, I guess that was at the overtime. He played 40 minutes of that game. No, it didn't go to overtime. He played the entire game. The buzzer beater avoided overtime. He played 40 minutes. 19 points, 10 assists that game for Keaton Wagner.
He's real.
Now Boswell, who is out, had 20 points against Nebraska that game.
Mm-hmm.
5-9 shooting, 3-6-3.
I mean, the recent times you would go to Sanford or probably Sam as the guy you'd select as the key, right?
I always go Sanford. Sam. Sam's always my guy. The Sanford, if you don't have his scoring ability, you're in the same situation. But Sam's the one that gets Sanford a lot of his shots. He gets a lot of him. But anyway, there's hardly anyone you take out of the mix like going, well, if we don't have him, that's not a big deal.
No, not right now.
No. If we went into the Michigan game, for what I was seeing them, you say, okay, you healthy, completely healthy. You can take one of two, Frager or Rink. I'm taking Frager. If you only have one, completely
and
healthy.
And we love Rink. Rink's very important.
We had to pick one of two because I thought I thought Frager might match up defensively on some things a little bit better. So it's not like who's better or like that. But
well, let's look at that. I mean, Nebraska was undersized against Michigan and still led for 36 minutes. Yeah. They put Jacobson on a 6'10" guy, and it looked good. The picture was good for Nebraska.
It's amazing.
This is not a shot at Rink. We love Rink, but Frager's driving ability. He's shooting. They both shoot the three pretty well. Frager's been more consistent than Rink has in 3-point land. It probably is Frager in that one, even off the bench.
Well, we have some natural. We lean in that direction. Because of his connections
we
to
do,
the show.
Yeah, we do like, Rick, we're friends.
There's some built-in bias.
When we come back, speaking of hoops, we got a massive, massive, massive game tonight in the Big Ten. We'll tell you who that is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Good.